You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Aye,
let's go.
Yes. What do you mean? When are we gonna use the air horns? At every waking moment is where we're gonna use
it. Yo, Christian went full funk flex. We're just gonna do the intro of this 17 more times. You've heard of Charlie Sloth. This is Christian Polanco, everybody. Thank you, Hannah Banana, with the subscription. And Hannah Banana says Tottenham will end up above Arsenal at the end of the season. Why did I read that out loud?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero-Rose.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer/football/Premier League-related European football
Calcio Balompié
show here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody on Twitch right now, eltwitch.com, if you'd like to join us every Tuesday. There's a lot of people. I've spoken to people recently. They're like, man, I listen to the podcast and I always forget to get on Twitch. So if you're listening to this now, you have forgotten to join us on Twitch, okay?
Yeah, that's your fault. Also, by the way, we're the gulliest. Shouts to Paolo, Minnesota, who put more like Guerrero roast. Not bad. That was for Hannah Banana.
I mean, that sounds like that's your brand of hams, you know, that you're going to get into.
Available at all wonderful Valero gas stations.
Thank you, everybody, again, for tuning in. A lot to discuss today. But before we start, obviously, we have a TV show. I don't know if you heard or you are aware.
Not a rumor. It's very real.
Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we're on Fubo Sports Network. And you should definitely tune in this Thursday on November 4th, because Thursday, November 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to have U.S. Women's National Team stars Sam Mewis and Lynn Williams together on the show.
That's right. They host a podcast called Snacks.
Mm-hmm.
They've also won NWSL a bunch of times.
Right.
They've won a bunch of medals and trophies with the Women's National Team.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're on our game.
Right.
You feel me?
So they're only going up. All right.
We had to press them a little bit. You know what I mean?
So tune into that. And if you can't catch it when it airs on Thursday on Fubo Sports Network, you can listen to the podcast that is available on Friday on wherever you get your podcast. So just, search the Cooligans and also, you know, leave a review on iTunes. That helps us as well. Okay.
Hey, shouts to Board Martin, who continued his gifted sub that he got from Perfect Tommy. Thank you very much, Board Martin.
Look at that.
I want to update everyone, because the last time we were on, I mentioned that I had a flight on Friday or on Saturday to Kansas City. And I said, it's only 11,000 points to upgrade to first class. Should I do it? And then everyone's like, do it. Live your life. And then when I got off, I realized it was 11,900 miles or whatever points per flight. Which I'm like, I'm not doing that, right? I'm not going to give up 24, whatever it is, just about 24,000 miles just to get first class on a 3-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have an update for you. I got upgraded this morning, both flights.
And why did you get upgraded? You asked for it?
I don't know. No, just because I have status with the airline. But I got upgraded, so I didn't need to spend any points. And your boy still finished in front of the plane. You feel me?
Well, you know what? Everyone was asking me, what did Alexis do? What ended up happening? Did he use the points? Did he not use the points?
I can hear people typing those emails. You know? Thank you, Big House.
Nutmeg is concerned.
Yeah. You guys are probably hearing a dog freak out in the background as if we haven't been doing this podcast / Twitch stream for years at this point.
Nutmeg, chill, bro. That's Nutmeg. He wanted to make sure he got on the show, so he did.
Paolo said he was on pins and needles. Okay. Manjus Sanders said this episode is barking mad. Thank you, Big House 0330 for hitting the follow button. Graphic Mess said, live your life, Alexis. Thank you very much. I didn't have to do a damn thing. You feel me? And your boy still got to the front of the damn plane.
Manchester Anderson said, the dog is Ali out, okay?
Crimson Pizza said, get that dog his bagel ASAP. If y'all don't know what a bagel is, it's a fake bagel that Christian eats.
It's a paleo bagel, fake bagel, as we say. Look, it's
made out of science, which, again, we trust on this show, but not when it comes to food or if you're using it to replace a perfectly fine item called a bagel. I don't understand
Alexis,
why I needed replacement.
Alexis wears two masks when there's a bagel around. He's like, no, I don't want that anywhere near.
Trust me. I'm not anti-vax, but I am anti-bagel. I'll tell you that.
So first, we should start with the big news.
Oh, dude, imagine there was a bagel mandate on this show. I'd have to protest. I'd have to walk out. I'm doing a sick out.
Well, we have to start with, obviously, Tottenham. They let go. They sacked their manager, Nuno Espirito Santo. Espirito? All right,
no reason for you to say it that way.
Espirito
Ronaldo
Santo?
Saving... Toby797, first time chatter. Thank you very much. Saying Ronaldo saving Ole's job yet again. We'll talk about it. But right now, we're talking about the winner of El Sakiko by losing. They lost El Sakiko, which means they got to hire Conte.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, Tottenham did something that has upset every Latin mom and abuela across the world.
Wow.
They got rid of the Espiritu Santo.
Right. You can't do that. All right. It's part of the Santeria, right?
Candles. Jesus candles flickered heavily, flared even when he got sacked.
Is it that shocking though? I mean, it's unfortunate because the expectation was even when he took the job, everyone knew Tottenham didn't really, that wasn't the first choice, right? He was like, fifth, sixth choice. And by taking the job, you're simply saying, you know what? This might work out. I don't know. I know I'm going into like a dumpster fire, but maybe I'll be able to put it out. Yeah. Like what does he have to lose?
People always take it from what you just did, which is the Tottenham, you know, sort of point of view. Let's take it from the Nuno Espirito Santo point of view.
Mm.
My guy just got broken up with his girl who he, you know, helped level up. You know what I mean?
How so?
Right. And he was, oh my God, Wolves are trash before him, you know?
Okay.
And then he gets dumped. Right. So now he's out here. He's single. And he finds a complete mess like Tottenham. And he said, you know what?
I'll fix her up.
I think I can have a little bit of fun. You know what I mean? I think I can have fun. And just like it always does, it started out great.
You go into it knowing the relationship is not long term, you know?
No, but the beginning was fun, you know? And this is very new. It's very spontaneous. Three wins.
Daniel,
manager of the month.
Daniel, thank you so much for the follow. We very much appreciate it. Maybe.
And then you find out all the real craziness about this whack job really, you know, starts to overwhelm you. And you're like, you know what? It ain't cute no more. Shoot with your mouth closed. You know what I mean? And you're like, yo, why is your stuff everywhere?
Right. So
it ain't cute.
I think Nuno has nothing to feel bad about or to be ashamed of. There weren't.
I disagree with you. He has Tottenham on his resume. That's embarrassing.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine the shame?
Oh, how are you going to get the stain off of your resume?
He's just rubbing it off. What's that, Edgar Allan Poe?
Why did he write it in permanent marker?
Ex Michael Raymond, I'm letting that comment go through because he put Santo is Captain Save a
Hoe. I was trying to get you off the streets.
I was trying to help you out. You know?
You're gonna do me this?
You're just too much, yo. You're too ratchet for me, though. Go ahead, go get with the Italian.
Right.
How long do you think you're gonna survive?
Yeah, to Tottenham, that's what it is. Tottenham needs somebody more problematic than they are, okay?
Yes. You need someone that drags you further down so that you realize yo, I need to change my life, you know?
You know, Nuno is just too well put together, too well spoken. Nah, bro. That ain't the manager for you.
And you're probably thinking, Conte, what are you doing, yo? You're used to dating in upper echelon. You know? You're a proven winner. But what we don't realize is that they spent $10 million. Robert from LA said $10 million a year is a powerful motivational for Conte. He might be right. That might be a word. I'm not going to sit here and suggest it's not for Conte. But that's what happened. Yo, she won a scratch off.
Okay. You feel me? Right.
She won a scratch off. She's living life a little bit right now. Conte's coming in. But again, the creaks and the cracks and the dents in the armor are going to shine through.
Right.
I love Manchester United at one point, but where is this going? LOL. We made it. We landed the plane.
Do you think it was if Tottenham would have won against Manchester United over the weekend, do you think Conte is the manager of Manchester United? You think it was really that, like,
yes. Yeah.
That close?
I mean, it's like it's at this point, it's like a open secret that whoever lost that match would have sacked their manager and hired Conte. Conte apparently was in talks with both clubs. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that match was won, which was odd, and a lot of people have mentioned this isn't my own doing, but Ole Gunnar Solskjaer used Conte's system to beat Tottenham, which means that they didn't fire Ole and hire Conte. So they used Conte's system to avoid hiring Conte, but that got Conte hired by Tottenham. So the loser here is Conte.
Damn, yo. Ole was looking over on the, he was cheating on the test. He was looking over at Conte's work.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Ole was like, Ole even put Conte as the name at the top. You know what I mean?
He was like,
really messed
yo,
up.
Yo, Conte, what'd you do for number seven? Okay.
Yo, in school, did you use the little blue books to put your answers in? You know what I'm talking about?
The blue books? No, I don't know what you mean.
You would get a tiny little blue book. It was like a tiny, like very cheaply, very inexpensive made notebook. It was a very, like, I went to Catholic school, so they were super cheap. But these, you would just hand in the blue books, right? And then you would put like your test number. Yeah, they used them in college a lot as well back in the day. But you would put your name and then your test had a number attached to it. And you would put the number in front. But what would happen is people would steal the blue books from previous classes and we'd hand them to each other. So, like, you already had the answers. You wouldn't hand that in, but you would use that to copy onto your page. You never had that?
No.
Ole got a hold of Conte's blue book. No, this wasn't for, like, detention. This was how we did our tests. Oh, you didn't go to juvenile detention? No. This is how we did our tests. You did it on blue books. This was, like, the last year of high school for us.
Okay.
But anyway, Ole got Conte's blue book. It's just a reference you wouldn't get now.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, we took about 4 minutes to explain that little thing, but fine.
It was a reference and a joke, Christian. No. Let's explain to everyone what a bagel is. That's fine.
You're the one who brings it up. Yeah.
You know, I didn't. The chat did, because they're still horrified by it. Hannah Banana said, only thing worse than Mourinho as Tottenham's manager would be getting Frank de Boer. Ouch.
Mm. So look, at this point, after, so we just watched the Champions League match, Manchester.
Hey, oh my God, Dai said we use them in law school. We got a lawyer in here.
Ooh, look at that.
Please let us know if anything we do is illegal so we can correct it. We can fix it.
We just watched Manchester United, at Atalanta, and, they ended up getting a point, after being down, they were down 2-0. Just
a
like
brace from Cristiano Ronaldo scoring in stoppage time in the first half and second half to save this damn club.
Yeah, I mean that was obviously a good result after being down 2-0, but it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week with. Remember when Paul Scholes, notorious foot eater of daughter's foot eater, Paul Scholes, he had mentioned the week prior that you know, about the first match with Atalanta, where if they play that way and are down, you know, two goals in the first half, if they play that way against, you know, Liverpool or Manchester City, they're going to be in a worse position. And to have a clean sheet against Tottenham and then again be down 2-0 to Atalanta, it's there's still a serious problem. Do you think Ali still, even if he's getting points here and there, but the fact that they're giving up so many goals, do you think this still puts his job in danger? Like, did the win against Tottenham clear everything up, or is it still like one more loss and, you know, we might get rid of him?
No, and I want to read Manjusandu put Ole Conte keep getting away with this ish, man. Duke got powers like an Undertaker from WWE. I mean, he won't go away, you know. And here's the thing. It's like it's so funny. There was somebody who once put like Alexis puts everything in relationships, but that's what this is, right? That when you hire a manager like this, it's like a relationship. They're on the way to the divorce, but Ole found like a little gift or something, like a little secret, you know, laid it down at night. You feel me? And saved the relationship, you know? He went down south, you know, and he's only saved it for a little bit.
But why has he allowed it to get so bad?
I mean, he's just got that good dick, dude. So she can't let him go.
You know, it's a toxic relationship.
I don't know if this relationship thing is fit so far.
Let's get that out there. You know, that Ali Gunnar Solskjaer got that thing. Got that, all right.
It's between him and Pete Davidson right now.
It was Ali Gunnar Solskjaer holding hands with Kim Kardashian. What?
Oh my god! Oh my god! The rumors are true, folks. You heard it here first. Robert from LA said OGS is the definition of sunglasses emoji when on the edge of the cliff. I mean, he's mad calm when everyone else is afraid of him falling. I personally think that they've just left it too late. Like, of course, this team, this squad that he has built is going to get some wins. You know what I mean? They're really good players. But this is what I said about, Arteta after the second draw in a row when we drew, Crystal Palace and then Brighton, right? It was Brighton. Yeah, it was Brighton. I said, like, you know, at some point we have to ask ourselves the question, can someone else do a better job? Like, it's not enough. And, you know, luckily he's come back with some really big wins. But when it comes to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, it's like, he's a legend. He's this, he's that. I don't think it's going to get better. You know what I mean? I don't think it's magically going to get much, much better. They finished second last season. They didn't win any trophies. If the best you do is finish second again with no trophies, you didn't do nothing. Thank you very much, Danny Satch. He said Ole has aged 10 years in the past three. Dude looks drained. He absolutely does. Do you remember the photos of like the president of America, like the first year, right? When they take office to the year they come out, they look like they've aged 10 years. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the same way. It's not going to get better. You have to win the league or else you didn't have a better season. You have to win a trophy. You have to do better in Champions League. Right.
The standard is so high. They finished in second last year. If they don't improve at least on that, then they are in a worse position and maybe they can find another manager that can take them to that next level. But again, who's left? Who is left that to possibly
take? So this is why I think they waited too late, you know?
Right.
Like, what's going to happen now? You know, now, I don't know if you heard, Xavi wanted Laporte to travel to Qatar to finish the deal, and Laporte refused to go. Mm. So maybe Xavi is still available. Manchester United fans, for some reason, seem to think Zinedine Zidane is an option for them. Chill. You know what I mean? Zinedine Zidane is a god in Madrid. You think he's just going to go hang out in Manchester with that pressure?
I want to get this question in from Bay Raguna. It says, the real question is, does Harry Kane still stay? Conte did great with Lukaku. Kane could get his form back. Because Kane looked awful, abysmal against Manchester United. He really looks like he just does not want to be there. The energy and enthusiasm from the previous few years, especially when Tottenham was playing well, getting far in Champions League, it just I don't think that's salvageable. I think he's pretty much done. So I mean, he's not. We haven't heard anything about his contract. They're not even talking about it. I think he's gone next year.
I just people are talking about Harry Kane might have a great season, but Alacron, I don't know if you still hear Alacron. A little bit ago, he put Conte at Spurs. I can already imagine Son lined up at left wing back with the laughing emoji. Right. I mean, this is going to be, remember, he turned Victor Moses into one of the best right wing backs, if you will, in the game. So it's completely open as to what happens, but I don't know that you're going to have the same service if you're Harry Kane. He plays a different style. Harry Kane and Lukaku are very different style forwards. You know, Lukaku is your prototypical target man. He's incredible at that. Harry Kane can play that position, but I don't necessarily view him as sort of a back to goal, putting pressure on that back line, kind of having the guy draped over his shoulder, laying it off and then making a turn and running. I'm not saying he's not good at that. He's more of like a face to goal type of guy. And again, a lot of assists. I don't want to take that away from him. I'm not saying he can't do that part of it. I just don't see him the same way I would see Lukaku.
Well, when we look at, I want to take a quick look at the Spurs roster, or let's see, like when they played Manchester United, like how did they line up and how do we expect?
Alacron just said Conte is going to start Kane at wing back. Yo, he might, dude, he might. Whatchamacallit? Manchester United says, I think Kane stays and signs a new deal. Just so Levy gets Levy. I forget how we pronounce this guy's name. Gets more money for his asset. He's got 5 years left, so I don't know that he necessarily needs that.
So I mean, it's right now they lined up in 4-2-3-1. So who would be, even if we just think about who's gonna be at the back for Tottenham?
Well, it's three at the back.
Right.
It's a little blurry for me, so I can't see the names, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if you could change that.
Yeah, I'll fix that.
Yeah, he likes to play three at the back. It's the system he's gone with, right? I also don't think obviously we're going to see it this season, but I think the season is a bit of a wash. You've got about a third of the season gone. I don't know that he's going to be able to make the necessary changes in that time. To sort of make if you think Antonio Conte is going to be able to make like a trophy winning change at Tottenham, you're going to see that next season, not this season.
Sure. Arsenal,
so he's going to play with that.
Arsenal Tom said, Conte likes to create warriors that embody him on the pitch. Can't see many of that squad being Spartans. I could, yeah.
I mean, I will say you've got Højbjerg. Seems like he can be that. Emerson Royal, for everything, you know, is being said about him. You forget he's one Brazilian and played for Barca. The guy's got quality.
Eric Dier.
I could see Dier playing the part. Christian Romero, possibly. Lo Celso, I could see. Son, you know he's a good, high-quality player. Lucas Moura feels like a Conte player. Olivier Skip, I don't know too much about this guy, so... Or Olivier. I'm thinking of Olivier Giroud.
No, you just it's just that you're a Francophile, you know? So
Yeah. Sorry. It's a croissant. Whatchamacallit? Dele Alli. Is this a chance for Dele Alli to come back? Hurry up, Alacron. You know what to put in there. You know what to put in the chat. Actually, Alacron just said, I could see Lucas Moura transform under Conte. Same thing.
I love that.
He's a hard-nosed.
Bayer Aguna said, Emerson didn't play for Barca. He just drove through it. You know, he got to visit. You know, he had a good time.
He stopped. He had a little café bonbon. And then he went to England. Manchester United said, Unai Emery to Newcastle. Good evening. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that.
All right.
The rumor is they're hiring.
Right.
It's not official.
It's not official, but I did hear that that was a possibility. Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe he'll, I think it'll be an...
Crimson Pizza said, odds that Conte leaves after summer when Daniel Levy gives him 20 bucks to buy players. The rumor is that they agreed. He actually played this really smart. What are your thoughts on this? He didn't take the job because they didn't give enough power and enough spending, right? Enough guarantee to spend in the next transfer window. So he didn't take the job, but continued the conversation, knowing Nuno would most likely fail and he would be able to get everything he wanted. So he negotiated by saying no to the job first.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a good move.
It's nice.
You know, it's almost like if this is a chess set, Nuno was the pawn that he just gave away. He was like, hey, you know what?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a taste.
I'm going to lose this one. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm gonna capture that queen. So, all right.
But I'm going to put you in a tough position. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Also, what a rough way to negotiate to end up manager of Tottenham. You know what I mean? Still a loss.
Well, look, as far as what the brand or the future for Tottenham is trying to, they got the new stadium. They are trying to be a big name club in the world. I mean, let's not get that like confused. Like, they're really making a strong effort, and bringing a manager like Antonio Conte is exactly that. It is what we, you know, new stadium. The real problem is, and maybe Conte can fix this because Mourinho couldn't fix this. Because Mourinho,
well, I was literally going to say, everything you're saying is dialogue from when Mourinho was hired. And how did that turn out?
But the main problem there is that people didn't really want to play for Mourinho, right? And we see even at Roma right now, he's having problems. No.
That's a modern issue, though. I mean, the thing that they say about Mourinho is that he wins. He wins everywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how did that work out at Tottenham? He ain't win.
You know what, Alexis? You're right. He ain't win. Okay.
Yeah. He ain't.
All right. Proper grammar is out the door when we turn the cameras on.
You know what?
Here.
Here's the thing about language. Language adjusts throughout the years. Okay.
But why doesn't Tottenham adjust and adapt to the modern era? Okay.
this is a stat about Antonio Conte, which here I'll put in the chat so that you can.
Peace out, Manju Sandhu. Thank you for hanging out.
Thank you, Manju Sandhu. Thanks for hanging out. If you want to pull this up for people.
Okay.
This is a tweet that ESPN FC put out. And it's titled, the caption is, Antonio Conte wins wherever he goes. And there's a trophy emoji. So the artwork is Antonio Conte took over fourth place Inter and won Serie A in 2021. Took over 10th place Chelsea and won the Premier League in 2017. Took over seventh place Juventus and won Serie A. Impressive. If you're a Tottenham fan, that's got to get you excited. But I'm just going to ask you to tell me, what is the difference? Just tell me if you can think of a difference between Tottenham and clubs like Inter Milan, Chelsea, and Juventus. Can you give me any ideas? Guys in the chat, feel free to jump in. Ladies, let me hear what your thoughts are. Any differences at all?
Well, I think the bias is obviously going to be quite intense coming from an Arsenal fan, but
right.
The main the curse that follows Tottenham is it's hard to get past. Maybe a manager of this caliber can overhaul. The, you know, even like the Red Sox had the, you know, what was it, 88 years or 82 years that they hadn't won. You had tweeted about this, about how long has it been since Tottenham won a trophy?
Oh, this is incredible. It's been on the day that he's announced, Antonio Conte, mm-hmm. was the 5,000th day since Tottenham has won a trophy. And in the Slack, if you look in the Slack, there's a tweet that shows you just how does that stack up against some of the teams that Tottenham will be competing against for these top five or six places. So again, 5,000 days since they've won a trophy. Chelsea, 157. Leicester, 171. Manchester City, 175. Arsenal, 457. Liverpool, 494. Manchester United, 1,622. Mm. Tottenham, 5,000. And to answer the question about the difference between Tottenham and, Inter, Chelsea, and Juventus is Bayeri Guna said he spent a lot of money to win those trophies. That's right. Which supposedly he got an agreement with Daniel Levy that he will get that. I hope it wasn't a gentleman's agreement, because even Harry Kane would have told you, don't waste your time. You know, Bay Area Gunner said, wasn't Juve already winning the Serie A? Uh-huh. And Board Martin said, Mourinho won trophies his first year everywhere he went. and he didn't at Tottenham. So the fans should know the team's cursed. Wells also said, different color kits. Thanks for playing along, Wells. Ex-Michael Raymond said, they're good teams, LOL. It's just people keep acting like the places he went. Chelsea will spend whatever it takes to win.
Right.
They've been doing it for years. Juventus is the most powerful club, the most financially strong club in all of Serie A. And they were already on their way to winning when he took took over. I know they were in seventh, but they were looking good. Inter Milan spent a ton of money to get him there. And he wanted more.
Yeah.
And he wanted more.
And he
the
left.
Fact that they wouldn't let him spend more is why he left.
He was like,
what do you think Tottenham's going to do?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's gone to teams that have a culture of winning, right? We've spoken to players, like the players that are at clubs for, you know, 8-10 years, they're the ones that carry on the club's tradition from one generation to another. The problem with Tottenham is that there isn't anyone like that. There isn't anyone with a history of success and winning and holding people accountable, holding their teammates accountable to kind of pass on a winning legacy. They need somebody to start that. Maybe Conte could be that person, you know? What?
I can't even explain to you how hard it was for me to not laugh right now because you use Tottenham and winning tradition in the same sentence.
Juve, Chelsea, they all have this history. Even like the kit man.
They have trophy cabinets.
Right. Because like the kit man is like, hey, we don't do that here. We're a winning club. You know what I mean? Like somebody is like always telling people, this is not how to behave if you expect to win at this
Meanwhile,
club.
The Tottenham kit man is like, yo, I sometimes steal the ones the players steal.
<laughs> You know? You want?
It's a different culture.
You want to smell Harry Kane socks? I got them.
Yeah, $50 and get it on.
So look, the culture's a little bit different at Tottenham. They got to figure it out.
Alacron said Chelsea spends a lot, but also sells a lot. Just saying, no, Chelsea got a smart business sort of, you know, plan when it comes to how they run their team. They sign every amazing youth player they could find, send them out on loan for an unlimited amount of years, and then eventually sell them for just about double what they paid for them.
Right. Well, and it's interesting because I think the Premier League just created a rule. You can also kind of call it like the Chelsea rule. Now there's a limited number of players you can send out on loan because they were Chelsea were using it as like a business model to. I mean, they were like transfer market, FIFA transfer market, just like trying to kind of raise the value of all these players out on loan and trying to make a profit. And I think now the Premier League has a rule that they can't have, they can't have too many. Run Amok
has a great question.
Who wins
the Premier League first, Conte or Emery? We're
going to have to think that when it comes to the spending, Danny Sash, again, thank you for the cheer.
He said, steal a lot of youth players. They've raided our academy many times. West Brom, we got a West Brom fan in here.
Let's go.
You don't expect to see that. Shouts to you, Danny Satch.
Who wins it first? Look,
Well Hazard said $50 to smell socks. Yo, everything about Kane is overpriced.
Damn, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Who wins the Prem first, Conte or Emery? Maybe we can reshape this question. Do you think Newcastle is going to outspend Tottenham when it comes to building the roster for Conte or for Emery? Okay. So maybe they...
Yeah, no, I think that's simple. In fact, I'll go even further. I think 12 months from now, the Newcastle team is valued higher than Tottenham's club squad, the squads.
Okay.
Are valued higher. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I don't think Newcastle's going to, you know, do what everyone thinks and like show up and just start buying all the greatest players of all time. I think they're going to take it a little bit slow, but I do think they're going to spend. I mean, Unai Emery might not, to my expectations, isn't necessarily the sexiest choice. You know what I mean? You know, beautiful head of hair, Ryan, but just doesn't do it for me, dude.
Redemuck said,
you know what I mean?
Redemuck said Newcastle will outspend the Prem. Board Martin said Newcastle can buy Tottenham. That's interesting.
What did Bay Area Guna say? Said, Newcastle with Sean Mike as the nine.
Boom.
Run amok. Someone's stealing your whole flow, my G.
Word for word, bar for bar. All right. Jim 221 said, now I need to know the going rate for smelling socks. All right. We have
Damn.
To.
Damn. I mean, we have to, here's the thing. It's a small audience, but they're very dedicated. You know what I mean?
They invest quite a bit of their money in you know this activity. So,
Remember when we did my birthday Zoom during the lockdown?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of comedians on it with us and a couple female comics, and we were talking about it, and we just mentioned, "Oh, you're gonna end up on WikiFeet," and one of the female comics was like, "What's WikiFeet?" And we're like, oh, you're probably on there. It's these guys that are really into feet, and they'll just go through Instagram and like your Facebook photos and old photos you've posted and just pull pictures of your feet and zoom in on your feet. And which we'll call, I'm like, some comedians have like three or four pictures of their feet up there. And, you know, it's people that are into feet that go. And we went to it on the Zoom.
Yeah.
And the comic who didn't know had 38 photos of her feet. They like
They're
they
coming
would
after
pause
you.
Like YouTube videos.
You better you have that profile on public and you're putting your feet up. Oh man, you're asking for it.
They go in sucio mode on you, yo.
Those feet again archived, all right?
Uh-huh. Yo, WikiFeet. If you never heard of WikiFeet, bro, that went through the comedy community like a damn sandstorm. You feel me? Everybody got some on them.
Board Martin said Paul Scholes prefers sockless. I there's no doubt in my mind that photo of Paul Scholes chewing his daughter's feet, his adult daughter's feet, is on there. Okay.
Can I just ask you, 6 years ago when I said to you, we should do a podcast, did you think you would say the phrase Paul Scholes chewing on his daughter's bare feet would end up on the internet into a live stream?
No, it didn't cross my mind. I thought, frankly, Paul Scholes had more class, okay?
But
he's out here.
Do it in private, Paul.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many layers of discomfort. The feet, the nail, chewing the nail in your mouth. Your daughter, she's an adult. Get out of here, bro.
Stop it.
You can't afford a nail clipper, Paul Scholes? Why were they paying you? Why was Sir Alex Ferguson paying you?
We do have a poll up. Who wins the Prem first, Spurs or Newcastle? Thank you very much, Colo Blanco. Again, the greatest mod in all the game. It's so far, seems like Newcastle's winning, which, yeah, I think the only way Newcastle doesn't win this sort of poll is if Spurs had somehow gotten this massively wealthy owner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Spurs are going to continue to be Spurs until they have like a state that backs them or something like that, which, by the way, it's where football's going. Well, every team in the Premier League is going to be different countries competing with each other.
Right, right.
We're not going to do war anymore.
Well, yeah, that's in the past. We're done with that. We have too many, weapons that can destroy the earth for us to even go that far. We need to have, this is like a little, like proxy war, okay? Propaganda.
We beat them in the 90s. Okay. We don't need to kill the youth.
Football clubs are now the arm of the propaganda arm for authoritarian states. Okay,
right. We have Space Force. They have Football Force.
Right. Okay.
Bay Area Guna said gingers don't have taste buds. I mean, what's the point of putting that in the chat?
My goodness. So, okay, let's take a quick look at the results today in Champions League. How about we do that? The Bayern won 5-2 against Benfica,
which is a big deal because Benfica is traditionally like a very strong defensive outfit. You know what I mean?
Also, Bayern also got smacked, like 5-0 or 5-1 to
By the same coach that was the coach of Eintracht Frankfurt when we were there, who smacked them up 5-1
right against Borussia Mönchengladbach, if I'm not mistaken.
There's an Instagram account called Football Joe that put up like, "Thank you, Chupacachi," with the cheer. We're getting a lot of cheers today.
Yeah,
we're cheering you guys back,
right?
Whatchamacallit. By the way, Run Amok contributed 20 bits to say that Newcastle would win. So thank you to all the Arsenal fans out there who don't even want to see Tottenham win in the poll. I love it. They posted that thing, and I was like, yo, I was at that 5-1 game against Bayern. I go, yo, that press conference was tense. And this must be something that teenagers are doing that I don't know about. Mm. People were replying, multiple people replied to my comment saying, I was the stadium. I was the grass. I was the microphone. Someone put, I was the, so I don't know if it's just like a, like, shut up, stop flexing on people that you were at the game, or if it's just a way to annoy someone.
I can see it. I like it.
It was fun. I was like, this is great. I was like, I love being a part of this. I wanted to get involved, but then I'd be like, they don't, you know what I mean? I don't think they get it.
Hilarious. Dinamo Kiev loses 1-0 to Barcelona. Barcelona, obviously, they have a lot going on. Who is the interim manager at Barcelona? I don't even know.
What's his name? I know this.
Will it say it here?
Yeah.
There
it is.
Barjuan. Sergi
Barjuan.
Okay.
Bro, let me tell you something. You know how us as Americans fix the English language? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Us as like Latino Americanos, mm-hmm. yo, we fixed the Spanish language. You see what these dudes are doing?
What are they doing?
You got dudes with names like Chiquiqui Tiki, like the dude who works for the team who's like T-I-X-I-T-T-I-X-I. Look at this. Barjuan, that's two different names, okay? If you say Barjuan, I'll be like, yo, what bar is it? You know what I mean? Bruh.
Yeah.
They need us.
Yeah, they have, because there's a, you know, the like, there's Catalan, there's obviously Castilian Spanish, and
there's a bunch of different languages or like dialects.
Yeah, right. And they need to all get together and figure out what they're gonna do out there, because it's.
We did. We got together and we said, "Yo, we got it." All right. By the way, my mother saw the Telemundo clip and she goes, "When did you start talking like a Dominican?" She's like, "We're Cuban. We don't say the diablo." I was like, "Ma, you got my
bad. I'm a bad influence on you." Okay.
You and reggaeton.
Atalanta, Man United. We talked about it a bit. Villarreal 2-0 against Young Boys. The Young Boys have fallen apart. They've already two bad losses in a row. Wolfsburg defeats Salzburg, and I think this is their first loss in the group. I believe they're still at the top of the group.
Who's Salzburg?
Yeah.
How about Sheriff still at the top of the group against Group D? And I know they've got matches tomorrow, but still at the top of their group with Real Madrid, Inter Milan, and Shakhtar Donetsk
They're chilling.
And how about our friend Grant Wall went to Tiraspol,
right,
to see Sheriff play?
Mm-hmm.
So jealous, yo. He got to hang out with gun runners, yo. You know how dope that is?
Yeah, it's dope, kids.
Oh, man. I'm not saying become a gun runner, but I am saying hang out with them, though.
Why?
They know where to eat.
Juve, you know? Is, they're strolling through Champions League.
Yeah, but can we talk about the biggest news out of Group H today?
What news is that?
Christian Pulisic is back.
Yeah.
Subbed on.
That was exciting. Also, you know, it was interesting. In Malmo, I didn't realize this. Joe Inga Berget is played in this game.
Wow.
Remember Joe Inga Berget?
What is he been up to?
Joe Inga Berget played for NYCFC. He was a forward. He was a striker. And I think for whatever reason, it seemed like he plays at either winger or fullback, which doesn't seem appropriate at all for him. But it was interesting to see his face again and the long beard. There was a moment where he was about to win a ball. Him and his teammate were about to win a ball. I forgot who was on the right that had possession at Chelsea, but his teammate swung his arm and punched Burgett in the face. He like caught him like with the side of like his wrist, and the dude started bleeding and he had to leave the game.
Oh, come on. Dude, he's one of those people that until you hear his name, you forget he played at NYCFC.
Right. So the leading the groups, Juve, RB Salzburg, Manchester United, getting that point, puts them in first. Bayern is in first. I mean, it looks like it would be Group D is probably where's there room for like some upsets or a little bit of a shock, but because it feels like FC Sheriff is, I mean, that would be insane if they got through.
No, that would be probably the biggest story of the year,
right?
As far as Champions League is concerned, if they get through, I think it's going to be Manchester United that gets through, and I think it's going to be another one of these like squeak by type things, kind of like what they did today, where you know Cristiano Ronaldo had to save them. You know, I think it's going to be one of those things that helps keep Ole's job. And it's just going to go on for too long. I think you're going to see that he does get them squeaked in through. Obviously, I think when it comes to Group E, Bayern Munich, Barca are going to get through easily. Benfica, maybe, you know, maybe they don't make it. Maybe they do. Ajax over Dortmund is a big deal right now. You know, Liverpool obviously looking incredibly well. You know, I think right now the Champions League isn't that exciting other than like Sheriff. You know what I mean? Like this is, it's all pretty standard right now.
Right.
I think once we get out of the group stages, that's when it's going to get really exciting. Robert from LA said Alexis missed out on the Moldova cuisine. Dude, I was so mad. I was so mad. Not that he would have been able to take me, but I would have loved to have gone. By the way, I would not have been allowed to go. You know, my mother would have been on the phone. Alexis, you know, they are gone runners. You know, Danny Seth said, have you guys predicted a winner of the Champions League already? We have not.
We haven't. I mean,
what are you thinking? If you had a pick.
If I had a pick, I mean, my favorite at the moment. Even though as an Everton fan, I hate to say it, but I think Liverpool probably is in the best form. I'm speaking with recency bias. Liverpool feels like they might be the strongest team that be able to get through and win it again. But then I still think, you know, Manchester City is a very close second, but also Bayern also feels like another really good chance. I would say even Bayern is,
which is who I would pick. Yeah. I would say Bayern is most likely to win the whole thing, but if not, my money's on PSG. I think they pull it together. I think this is, you what? Know, people talk
that's,
about
that's oh. the cra- that's crazier than Sheriff winning the whole thing, bro. PSG.
I think. Well, as I said, someone clipped that. I think if you look at, there's almost like, oh, they're not scoring a lot in Ligue 1. It don't matter. Ligue 1 is training for Champions League for this squad.
They if they can't do what they need to do in Ligue 1, it which is an easier competition, you know, I'm quotes there, whatever, I don't want to get the Ligue 1 stands getting angry at me. But PSG have not gotten to the point where the chemistry is there. You know, we've seen them in Champions League. We've seen how they play with a desperation that they don't play with in Ligue 1. Even when we were there, you know, slight flex, we were at Messi's first home game.
I don't know if everyone, you know, say that one more time just in case everyone in the chat didn't hear
the
cool
against, you know what I mean? Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco were at Parc des Princes for Messi's first home game. I don't know if you were aware. Anyway, when we were there, it was interesting seeing it because I'm used to watching PSG usually in Champions League, and they're usually a lot more rattled, a little bit more concerned. They make a few more like mistakes, you know, but the quality, the confidence at home, you know, playing against Lyon, like they were just chilling, having a good time, the tricks, the flicks, everybody, Neymar, Mbappe, they don't do that in Champions League. They simply do not. And if they could play that way,
this is the league. You know what I mean? Ligue 1 is their Carabao Cup. You know what I mean? They're just out here hanging out. And they're like, who is it this week? They don't even know.
Bro.
They're just showing up. No one gave them a schedule.
Uber Eats.
They're just showing up.
They call it Ligue 1 Uber Eats. Bro, you gonna take a league seriously? man.
Dude, they should call it Ligon Messi Eats. You feel me? I think he's going to eat that defense. And Bay Area Gunna said, did Messi score, though? No, he didn't score when we were there. And I got to be honest, been very rude. Very rude of him. You know what I mean?
Who scored?
He knew we were going to be
Neymar
there.
Scored a penalty, and then Icardi scored, right? Mario Icardi?
Paolo, Minnesota. So at least we saw an Argentinian score. Thank you very much. Board Martin said, League Yum Uber Eats.
Okay. Paolo, Minnesota. That was the creepiest way to say any football league I've ever heard. That was incredible.
League Uber Eats. Paolo, Minnesota. That was just Paul Skull. Paul Skull's looking at his daughter's feet. Paolo, Minnesota said, how dare you say Ligue 1 doesn't have any parity with PSG and those other teams.
I also love that Paolo spelled parody like the way like a comedy parody, not parody equality throughout.
Wow, I'm sorry. Is there a spelling problem?
No, it's actually
a loot office there.
It's almost like an interesting a slip.
A Freudian slip?
Not yeah. Freudian slip necessarily, but you know what I mean? It's just like, which sort of kind of suggests that Ligue 1 is a joke. You know what I mean? Bro, you gotta really look at it with your third eye, man. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
You got it. Yo, maybe it wasn't a mistake. You feel me?
Paolo, he really sees something that not many people see. He's thinking
he's a 5%er, yo. He's thinking 5 steps ahead of us. Professor Polanco said, Michael Raymond, you're getting roasted in the chat. Alacron said, I think Sergio Ramos will move mountains in the back when he comes back. Also, Bernat coming back will help. Sergio Ramos ain't gonna make it. Yo, they're talking about canceling his contract. My guy might go back to Real.
Oh, interesting. How's his recovery going? I haven't heard anything.
He hasn't played a minute.
Well, we'll see.
All he did was take photos in the kit. Him and I have done the same thing. Him and I have done the exact. First of all, we cost the same,
right?
And we've done the same amount.
Why don't we get paid the same amount of money? It's ridiculous.
Honestly, I gotta talk to my agent.
Has
this
he done an ounce more than I have? No. Okay.
Yo, I haven't seen him on Twitch once. I'm googling his. I'm binging his podcast right now, and I don't see nothing. Whatchamacallit? Board Martin said, how's his vacation in France? Robert from LA said, gotta run, guys. I'll hear the rest of the show on the podcast. Hope you mentioned the upcoming weekend games for your teams later. Yeah, man, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it because, of course, we're going to talk about who Arsenal are going to beat next.
I mean, who's Everton going to lose to next? Let's find out. Let's start with, there's not much to say about Everton recently. I mean, the bad run of form is, to me, directly, the injuries are catching up. This happened, the exact same thing happened last year. Won the first four games, and then James got injured. We had a couple injuries here and there, and then everything just fell apart. And it just can't. Abdoulaye Doucouré is like the most important midfielder in the Premier League, I guess, because we have not looked the same without him. Not having Dominic Calvert-Lewin there has been, it's caught up to the current roster that they have. And they lost a terrible loss to Watford.
Three losses in a row.
Right. And then another.
Is this the Rafa Benitez effect?
I mean, the loss to who did we even play? Who was the game against this weekend?
Wolves.
The second goal, bro. Ben Godfrey, what are you doing? Mason Holgate, what are you doing? It's a back pass. And who intercepts it? It's Raul Jimenez, one of the greatest Mexican strikers we've ever seen in CONCACAF. Yeah. And it's just, you just throw your hands up. You're like, bro, it's the giving up a goal off a set piece and then making that mistake. It's just, it's Everton. They're not playing bad per se. That second half was so much better. But the
Steve Stupka put, oh good. I got here just in time for the Everton discussion.
the frustrating. It's just a frustrating. Like, it's just dumb mistakes. And look, when the team is making mistakes like that, in my mind, it's like it's coaching. It is getting those giving up, losing 1-0 to West Ham off a set piece, giving up the first goal to Wolves off a set piece, corners. What happened with corners? And then we're also, there's Yerry Mina is not there. Like when the replacements for at center back are just, they're not doing enough, and then they're making mistakes, and so something has to change. I don't know if there's an academy center back that can come through, because somebody needs to get another opportunity.
There may be a golf cart we can put back there.
Because without Yerry Mina there, Mina and Michael Keane are that's the strongest tandem that we have. And when they're not.
Danny Satch said, we'll happily take Mason Holgate back on loan if you don't need him. In parentheses, West Brom.
Yeah, he gave
Let's go. West Brom in the chat, folks.
Yeah. So,
what do you feel about your next? Do you know who your next team you're playing is? It's Tottenham, baby.
Oh boy. I mean, look, finally, yep. we need something to lift our spirits. Okay.
Yo, this is your rebound, girl. Right here. Yeah. This is Tottenham. How you feel about potentially being they just got a new manager if you win, or how could you lose to Conte? He just got here. Well, how do you feel about that coming up? And also, after that, you have Manchester City and Brentford, which isn't easy. And then you've got your derby at Liverpool. And then after that, you got Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Going to be a tough.
This is a rough run right here.
Tough stretch. I think a win against Spurs is definitely possible, even though Everton haven't been that great at home.
Michael Raymond said, Everton need Captain Sabo.
We're the holes right now, bro. Who's gonna take care of us? We're good, I swear.
Come on, he ain't gonna call me when he gets back from jail.
They're gonna be tough games. I mean, if they can't sort out their defensive issues, then it's gonna be very, very bad. I mean, there's no
make a prediction right here. Let's just go off the next three because I don't need you to talk about the derby until the derby happens. Tottenham, City, Brentford. Brentford's away, City's away, Tottenham's at home. How are you feeling about this?
I think.
What do you think the out of these three wins? What point? How many points?
I would say. I think, you know what? I think they sort out some of the problems, and I think six seems like a lot, but I'm going to say six. I think.
I agree with you at six. I just love how you hesitated. So
yeah,
much.
It's hard.
You sound like a spray can. You're like,
four probably feels a bit more accurate, but I think we can beat Spurs. They really have not looked good. Danny Sash, thank you for subscribing on YouTube. Very much appreciated.
Please, yeah. Everyone do that.
Yeah.
By the way,
you can see
the link.
See the link in the chat. Feel free to do that. The full episodes of Prem Show and clips and stuff, they live on YouTube, so that's where you can go check those out. Okay,
so you think you're beating Tottenham? Do you think you surprised Manchester City at home, or you surprised Brentford?
I mean, we should win against Brentford. They have not looked great as of late.
Brentford's taking down some big teams, though.
Arsenal Football Club was the first. I saw that.
Trust me. Well aware. We don't need to bring it back up. But didn't they draw against Liverpool recently? Yeah, 3-3 against Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
They beat West Ham, which are, I believe, in fourth place.
Look, let's not get crazy about these bees, okay? The Everton should.
That's like the beginning of an 80s horror film.
They should take
just
care
a couple
game.
Of bees.
Danny Sash said, "Great right. show, guys! Randomly stumbled upon it tonight. Thank you so much, Danny Sash. Thank you for all the love and support so far. You randomly stumbled in here, and you were like, you know what? Everybody's getting gifts. I'm taking care of everybody.
Yo,
round on me,
tipping people. You get a cheer here. You get a cheer over there. Everybody gets a little cheer. You're like Christmas, my friend. You bring a lot of cheer." Also, we don't know if you're real. Arsenal plays Watford,
right?
Then Liverpool, then possibly an Unai Emery equipped Newcastle, and then Manchester United, and then Everton. I mean, this is a really rough run. I'm a little worried about the Watford match because what Watford are we going to play against? The Watford we all know, or this new Rainieri Watford, right? That's who's the manager of Watford, right?
Stupka said, Everton is setting the other teams up by sucking. Rafa is playing the long game. Yeah, bro. Okay, that
dude, they got you.
They don't know. They're not gonna know what hit them. Arsenal, look, I gotta give credit to Arsenal. I mean, the last few matches, they won four in a row.
Nine in a row without losing.
Without losing, unbeaten. But they've seemed to have sorted out the nightmare of those first three games, and they've looked pretty good.
We've adjusted. Here's the thing, though. If you go back to the Brighton draw and then the Crystal Palace draw, I was very unhappy because we looked lackluster. We looked very lackluster. We didn't look up for it. At the end of the Crystal Palace draw, I said on the Complex show, I said, you know what? Maybe Arteta isn't the guy because we gave you a full squad and I haven't really seen that big jump. Well, I have. I've seen it in the adjustments that he's made. He had to make adjustments and he did. Look, Martin Odegaard isn't playing well. Sat him. Brought in Lacazette, and we've looked absolutely incredible. Is it he made adjustments that other clubs weren't necessarily ready for, and they didn't know how to sort of compete? You know, maybe that's possibly it. But I like what I see. I like someone who's willing to bend a little bit from their process and their plan to say, what's going to be best for this club? What's going to be best for, you know, the match that's in front of us? And I think that's something that you saw Ole Gunnar Solskjaer do, which kind of is a positive sign, but I think it's something you've seen now, Arteta do that I think has netted some really, really positive results. And at the end of the day, I mean, look at the signings he's made. Aaron Ramsdale, I'm the first one to tell you that I thought Aaron Ramsdale was a mistake.
You said it on the show.
Especially when they were talking about $40 million for him. Yo, the dude is Pirlo in goal.
Bro.
He's pinging that ball. I mean, he's hitting, Aubameyang and ESR. On a dime. I mean, the distribution is incredible. The save was out of this world. I know some people were like, it's not that great of a save. Shut up. Yeah. That was an incredible save. If your keeper made that save, it'd be in the DVD or whatever, in your highlight reel but at the end of the season.
This was my favorite thing from the game against Leicester. The Leicester supporters. Dude,
so the Leicester fans were giving him a little stick.
Right.
You feel me? They were. This is how much of a lad, my guy. Why don't you hit play on that?
they were mocking him a little bit on the goal kicks. All right. So. So if you couldn't make that out, they say they less the fans at every goal kick, they will go, your shit. Right? That's what they would yell.
And he turned around for the So, I mean, that's incredible.
He's having fun with it, you know?
That's the kind of player that becomes a fan favorite. That's the kind of player that becomes like a cult hero.
Right.
He's having as much fun as a fan would if they got the chance to be the goalkeeper.
Right. But I want to talk about, you know, when it comes to, goal kick chance or whatever, because in CONCACAF, we have a bit of a problem because usually
Mexico's not going to have any fans in the house. I like Board Martin said, haters. That's what you got to do.
If the Mexico fans would yell, oh, you're shit. That would be ideal.
It is mierda. Fine.
We love that. Fine. Okay. We don't need a grito. We don't need what they're doing now. I
would suggest otro grito, right? I mean, have we thought of a different, you know what I mean?
Any other grito, we got to figure something else out. But because this one is a lot more fun. And then because if we saw Memo Ochoa do the goal kick and turn around and say that back to the fans, it would be a problem. It's not as fun. Okay?
There's not enough riot squad in whatever country they're playing.
You don't want to join in on that one. But no.
I want to read Bay Area Gunas said Leno has to be sold now. I completely agree with you. I do think he keeps his value because he's still playing well in the cup competitions. So Leno, we have a chance to sell him and bring up somebody else. You know what I mean?
Board Martin.
It is caca. I said Board Martin.
Really? Okay. Did he come out of retirement?
I was going to say he spelled it like caca. And Barry Guna also said Tomiyasu doesn't get enough credit. He does with me. Wherever I'm talking about this damn sport, Tomiyasu gets credit. Because I've said it before, I'll say it again. That man is a right back regardless of where he is on the pitch. If he's in his position, he's covering that position. If he's forward, he's covering you. He won't let you breathe. Yo, he might be behind you while you're at the urinal just waiting. You feel me?
Yeah.
That dude is absolutely incredible. And look, he hasn't been perfect. He's had moments where he's been burned, but he doesn't let it get him down. He comes right back and he defends as hard as he possibly can. One of the reasons why I also love Aaron Wan-Bissaka. You know, like he's had moments where his pace has gotten the best of him or he's been out of position, but he's done whatever it takes to get back Paolo in Minnesota, but Quiero Torta. I mean, what a chant right there. Es el grito, por favor.
Put it in the chat. What do you think is a better suggestion in CONCACAF for the goal kick chant that is an improvement on what we currently have? Okay.
Right.
No, give us some suggestions.
And feel free to put it in English and then just put, you know, in quotes in Spanish. So we know. Or put hashtag grito. G-R-I-T-O. Whatchamacallit. I think when you look at this Arsenal squad, in fact, I had this question, and maybe you could pull up the Arsenal squad from the last match if you want. But so do I think the squad we have now is enough to win the league? No, right? But then I start to ask the question, where do we need to sort of find a better player? And I don't know that I really have the answer. You know, obviously, Barry Gunnar is talking about, don't forget, Lokonga covering for Xhaka. I mean, I'm starting to see enough to think, to suggest, that's his position. And also Tavares, as he wants to be pronounced, Tavares, to me, that's his position. Yo, when Kieran Tierney gets back, my guy's going to have to find a way to get in that squad. He's looking good. Gabriel and Ben White look really good as a pairing. They're starting to really develop. Tavares looks incredible. Thomas Partey is starting to really look good. I'm really sort of settled. Lokonga looks good next to him. ESR and Saka are guaranteed starts. You've got Lacazette and Aubameyang that are playing well together. Pluto said Alexa.
Just a big fan of science, right?
Yo, you just, is it still a planet?
Love
it. A slight adjustment there. And let me tell you something. Perfect. Barry Gunas said Nuno's a monster. Danny Satch said get a lot of random ones in the lower leagues, like your mom can't cook. Yeah. Yo, who was it that was, somebody said that they do that. They're like, can I talk to your mom or can I meet your mother? They'll say that to players as they walk by smaller grounds so they can hear everything. I don't know. I don't know what position you need to upgrade, but obviously you have to, right, in order to win the league. And maybe even though Aubameyang's having a great season so far, maybe it is your forward position. It's Aubameyang, or maybe it's a better distributor of the ball, a better number 10. I know we spent money on Martin Odegaard and he's still young, but maybe that's the position you upgrade. But I can't really see an upgrade needed. And maybe, again, what you call it, Regency bias, maybe it's, or is it recency bias?
Yeah, it's not the Regency Hotel. recency bias.
Yeah, I see you got that Waldorf Astoria bias. Which we call it, Palo, Minnesota said, we as a country love that dwarf planet, Mexico. I really don't know what it's going to take. And maybe it's just going to be one of those things where, like, we sort of have to see this squad develop over the extent of a year. But come January, I can't sit here and tell you this position needs to be, you know, figured out, or we need something to happen here. I can't think of what that position is for Arsenal. I'm really happy with the squad we have, and I think we're really good. And I think until we see one of these players, you know, sort of not, kind of like Odegaard, that, you know, not really show up, I can't really think of what makes us a better squad right now.
Yeah, look,
while admitting we do need to be better to win the league.
Sure. I mean, the problem with winning the league is that you have to be damn near perfect. And that's the standard has just gotten so, so high. I mean, what was the gap last year between 1 and 2? Like 15, almost.
We were
nearly
6 points away from European competition. We were 2 wins.
Right. So but Arsenal in this unbeaten streak have just looked really good. I mean, especially defensively. So that's why, you know, I think, you know, the getting new players like Gabriel, this is his first year, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. No, he played last year.
Okay. But Ben White's
his first year. Yeah. At Arsenal.
But the fact that they could bring in a player like, look at, it's Ben White, Tomiyasu, and Nuno in, this is their first year playing together defensively. And the fact that they've been able to fix whatever was going on in those first 3 games and have played so consistently and really have not given up that many goals in this win streak has been really, really impressive, because that was the big issue early on. The concern is always like, when is Aubameyang going to score? What is going on? But it's, if there isn't that foundation at the back, they, you know, the players up front, Lacazette, Aubameyang doesn't want to defend. He doesn't want to worry about that, about any pressing or whatever.
Also, he's 32 years old. Don't do that, dude. You're up there to score.
Right. So,
and Lacazette is gone. So we're going to need a new striker. We're going to need a new striker, at least to create competition with Aubameyang, right? So, like, I already know that. By the way, we got some really great chants. Ex Michael Raymond said, Decate, he also said, Corona. This guy loves beer. Stephen Jumbo Jet said, Tapatio, Jarritos, Chilaquiles. I mean, now this is just an order. the poor staff is going to be like, who got the Chilaquiles and Jarritos?
If they do this at the you know, Ligue 1 Uber Eats League, I mean, there's going to be people going to be bringing food to your seats.
Can I just mention that we tried this? We looked at it. You can't order Uber Eats to a game. Why are you the sponsor? Let me order Uber Eats to my seat. You feel me?
Alacron said, what happened to Bellerin? Bellerin is at Real Betis.
He's on loan.
He's on loan right now.
Yeah, he's on loan at Real Betis. Yeah, because somebody said we need a back. Bay Area Guna said we need cover for AFCON, which is true. We're going to lose Partey because he's a very important part of Ghana's squad. So we need him in a backup at right back, which is true. I don't think Bellerin is a backup. We'll see what happens on loan. I have a feeling he deserves to go out and start somewhere. Sweet Lou 602 said, afuera. It's not Stavolo Gigante. This is a damn team. It's a soccer game, bro. The goalie is going to have a full tummy as its tactics. Yeah, dude. First of all, if you start yelling torta, jarritos, chilaquiles, I'd start getting hungry.
Initially, I read it as a full tummy of Tic Tacs.
Ew. Damn. All right. Suddenly, well,
what are you, a beanbag?
PTSD from being poor back in the day, huh?
Hey, that's all we could afford. It was dinner, okay?
Right. Oh, you got orange? You lucky. I got these damn blues, dog.
Oh, man. Okay. Look, but look, overall, you got to applaud Arsenal for fixing, like,
Chupa Chachi said, Taylor, hey. Michael said, gasolina. Yeah, right now people fight you if they think you got gasolina, bro.
They say Pedro. Okay. Yeah. For Arsenal, you got to praise ESR. I mean, I even, you know, not as an
he's a must start.
He's been incredible. Like, there's certain, in just his decision making, you just see that there's a certain level of calm that the team has when he has the ball, and you know that the next decision he's about to make is probably going to be a one that's going to take the team in a positive direction.
Also, his positioning. Look what happened on that rebound. He saw the ball coming. He got himself into a gear that I keep forgetting he has, because, like you say, he's calm. He never really has to really chase anything down. He seems to always be calm. He chased that down and scored. Bay Area Guna said, do we keep Pepe? I think we're at the point now where we say, all right, the Pepe,
the highlight videos, he ain't showing up.
the experiment didn't work out best for us or him. You know, I think it's best for him that he do go, and he go maybe back to Ligue 1 or he go somewhere else, because he's not being used the way he should be used for his level of skill. But also, he don't fit the system. So, my G, go home, go elsewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
it's unfortunate because he's a fun player to watch, and he has a great left foot, and you know, but he doesn't win those 1v1s like you thought he would when he arrived. He walks into
like triple coverage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he loves to keep the ball at his feet. He tends to lose it a lot. I mean, again, I'm not shitting on Pepe. I think Nicolò Pepe is an incredible player. It's very clear that the system we have, we're developing here, doesn't really have him as a part of it. And look, those things change. I said that about Lacazette a couple of weeks ago, and look what happened. When he came in, boom, Chupa Chachi said, Guerreros is hungry. Get this man a sandwich. Let's go. We need people to yell Taylor Ham when I walk on stage. Now that would be the move.
Danny Sash said Eddie Howe was interviewed for the Newcastle job. Eddie versus Emery thoughts. I mean, you got to go with Emery.
Forget Eddie Howe. Dude, Graham Potter. How's this guy not getting a better job? This dude is incredible. Did you see what he did against Liverpool? He used Trossard as a false nine, completely destroyed Liverpool's back line. Didn't know what to do. Had no clue. And again, I don't know if it's this is a tactic that's never been used before, so they weren't prepared for it, or this is a tactic this team has never used before, so the people studying them were not prepared for this. They didn't train for this. So I'm not sure which one it is, but it seems to me like Graham Potter continues to pull the strings, and every time he plays, Brian looked incredible. Cruella looks good. Danny Welbeck is on this team, mm-hmm. and they look good. You know what I mean? It's a damn magician.
The one thing before we wrap up, I want to mention somebody in the chat. I forgot who mentioned it, but we should talk about Crystal Palace defeating Manchester City.
Huge.
And this is still related to Arsenal, Patrick Vieira, invincible. But there was controversy because there was a red card given to Emerick Laporte for bringing down I forgot which player he brought down, but Zaha.
Wilfred Zaha. And he was upset about it.
Got the red card, right? But there was almost an identical challenge where Aubameyang was fouled.
The guy wore Aubameyang had this guy on his back like a backpack.
Right. And
no card.
And no, he got a yellow card.
No red card.
So that was an interesting thing where now people, Arsenal fans especially are usually the loudest online about this Arsenal bias that the refs have, that they allow Arsenal to, get either harder challenges, harder tackles without players being sent off. So where do you stand on that?
Well, I think it's true. What match was it where I believe I'm trying to find it. Mike Dean was the manager, was the official, the match against us. We didn't get any other calls. And then he gets suspended for the next match for the next round of matches. And he's not officiating any games because of the missed calls. I mean, this stuff happens to us, but whenever we bring it up, we're complaining because we're not getting the calls. We're not getting the calls, but I'm telling you, it's like, we're watching it and other people are getting the calls. We're not. All we want is a bit even. And I'm not sure what it is about Arsenal. I don't know if it's that, because I don't think we sort of, a dive or flop more than anyone else. Or I don't think we're like real CONCACAF-y and are rolling on the floor, right, Begging for calls. I'm not sure what it is about Arsenal, but we just don't get those calls.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because everyone on the squad is so young. That's the only thing I could really place it, is we have the youngest squad in Premier League. So officials
don't work the refs like some more veteran players.
Right. But also, like, I think a ref sees a young player and is less likely to suggest, and maybe it's because they're not acting hard enough, or they're, like you said, they're not working the refs. They're not smart enough to kind of begin to plant those seeds early enough. Maybe that's it. But it seems like even our veterans aren't getting the calls when, I mean, it's pretty damn obvious what's happening.
Mm-hmm. But we should talk about Patrick Vieira and Crystal Palace. I did watch this game, and
dude, incredible decisions he was making as a manager.
Yeah, look,
who's that kid, Olise? Olise, they brought in. This kid is a baller.
What the sub or?
He was a sub, but he played in the second half. But apparently, I mean, I forget his stats, but something like, he's played in four matches and has like four goals or four key passes,
Michael,
that Olise led to goal.
Michael.
Olise. Yeah. Yeah. Olise. Oh my God. Kid's going to be a problem. Where did they find him?
Zaha scored in the sixth minute, and it wasn't even that great a shot, but it was a good pass. He was in, it was a giveaway. I forgot by who. It was just it was very Manchester City-esque. But we've said this repeatedly. When Manchester City give up a goal first, they are probably not going to win this game. It happens all the time.
There's just two different teams. There's Manchester City in the lead and Manchester City.
Yeah.
Who, what's that called when you're behind?
Losing.
There's a term for it. I couldn't remember it.
Anyway, but this was very, very evident. And obviously, Patrick Vieira, he used to coach at Manchester City, so he's very familiar with the club. But you as soon as Zaha scored this goal, I'm like, Patrick is not playing any games. Let's park the bus. We're chilling. Let's get some points. We're not trying to get relegated.
Yeah, but the counter was deadly.
Yeah, they were interestingly enough, Manchester City, whenever they get a red card and they're playing with 10 men, really do not look like a team that has that has a player down. They really look comfortable. Possession was not an issue.
It reminds me of the old Invincibles, like those guys when they were down a man, they were like, no, we have a plan for this. And it was like, how are they still doing this? Yeah. You know,
it's credit to Vieira and Crystal Palace, because they weren't trying to do anything fancy. He wasn't telling his players like, let's, you know, put the dagger in their heart. No, he's like, do not allow them to score. Let's get some points. And he played it safe and it worked out.
Go hang out in the corner. Danny Satch said he played for Reading. He's a nightmare for defenders. I actually looked him up. He was born in Hammersmith, England, which is a part of London. He's only 19 years old, but his parents are Nigerian, and father Nigerian and mother is French Algerian. So he can play for either England, France, Algeria, or Nigeria, and he's chosen to represent France.
Mm.
Wow.
Dope. Okay. But impressive stuff. A big win for Crystal Palace. So
hell yeah.
Let's take we'll just wrap up by taking a quick look at the Premier League table. And what else is left here? Chelsea still in first, Liverpool in second, 3 points behind with 20.
You're not gonna read the whole
thing. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but the
please God.
The
most important thing I think is four through, I wanna say 10, just to bring you guys in. But if we're being honest, I think 4 through 7, or obviously 8, because Brighton is there. That's the important part right there, because West Ham is in fourth with 20 points. They're looking good. Somebody asked, Bay Area Gunner said, would Manchester United rehire David Moyes? I mean, feel the ground, because it would get very cold, because hell froze over, my friend, if that happened. Manchester United sitting in fifth. Arsenal in sixth, baby. Mm. Let's go. We're eking our way up. We sat in fifth for a little bit, until Manchester United pulled it out again, goddammit. Whatchamacallit. And then obviously you got Wolves. I mean, look at the points right here. I mean, one win can bring Everton all the way from 10th place to potentially, I would say, 7th, because the goal differential. I don't think you're going to win with plus 4 goals, but you can get as high as 6th place. One win for Tottenham brings them all the way to potentially 5th place. I mean, it's like anything can happen within that little jumble group right there. And that's really impressive, especially when you have teams that are playing as good as Wolves and Brighton.
Bay Raguna said, oh, look, Prem contenders Manchester United and relegation battling Arsenal are even on points.
Also, top of the league, Tottenham. Seems to me like they're a little bit behind Arsenal, aren't they? Brushy87 said, a friend of mine is a Palace fan, and he has the biggest smile on his face this season. They just find Vieira's tactical approach so refreshing from Roy's dead ball. I mean, yeah, Roy Hodgson.
I mean, you know I mean? We don't talk
old Werther's original.
Don't
in your
talk
pocket.
About his dead testicle like that. Jesus, damn, tone you know, it down.
The guy's been around for a while. Look, pieces are gonna start to fail.
Look, I don't expect them to have any children anymore. But wow, yeah, do we need to bring it up?
You gotta change the alternator every once in a while. You feel me? You know, leave the guy alone, will you? What's your call? But yeah, Roy Hodgson. I mean, nothing should make you happier than whatever comes after Roy Hodgson, regardless of in the bathroom, you know, as a manager, anything. I think Patrick Vieira has proved. Thanks again, Danny Satch. Big up Roy Hodgson. Did great for the Albion. This guy's a for real West Brom fan. How about that?
He's not here with the West Brom.
We are here with the WB. You feel me? You see a cop, Warner Brothers.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, a reminder. Thursday, Fubo Sports Network, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in. We have U.S. Women's National Team superstars, World Cup winner, Olympic bronze medalist Lynn Williams. And we have, Sam Mewis is on there with Lynn Williams. Really, really fun interview. Really, really fun show. You're going to enjoy it. So tune in. So either watch on Fubo Sports Network on Thursday at 7, or you can listen to the podcast that is available on Friday. The Cooligans podcast, you can get on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts if that is your platform that you choose to use. It helps more people hear about the show and tell a friend about the show. We have, again, a lot of fun stuff coming up soon down the pipeline.
We love you guys back, by the way. Everyone in the chat is saying we love you guys. We love you guys back. Brush87 said, lit stream, guys. Been a blast. Thank you very much for everyone who's hung out with us. If you're listening to this as the podcast and you're wondering, like, yo, who are all these people they're mentioning that are having so much fun and saying some really funny stuff? That's the chat. They're the Twitcheteros, as we like to call them. And if you want to be a part of that, all you got to go is to edtwitche.com or twitch.com, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Hang out with us every Tuesday live.
Right.
You could be a part of the show live and then listen back to us and hear us call your name if you said something funny.
Bro, I mean, is there any, there's no better experience, okay?
So,
the Cooligans experience, all right? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Put exclamation point outro in the chat so you can get us riled up before we wrap up. But make
get us all hot and bothered.
Okay, honestly, when you put exclamation point outro, you get us horny. I'll be honest, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything saved for exclamation point outro.
It's popping up.
All right.
So everybody, you can do this at home with us. So thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we? The Cooligans! I was going to say, Chilaquiles!